With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Montana is appealing FEMA's denial of its request for a presidential major disaster declaration following last year's historic fire season. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In late December, the federal government denied Governor Steve Bullock's initial request for help covering some of the $44 million in firefighting costs billed to the state at the end of last summer, when Montana's own fire fund was almost drained. The initial request was a long shot, according to state officials, because FEMA doesn't tend to view a group of fires or a fire season as a single disaster. But Delilah Bruno, the administrator of Montana Disaster and Emergency Services, says the appeal Governor Bullock sent to the Federal Emergency Management Agency Friday makes a stronger case.
It's a case that ties the request to a severe weather event, and that's something that's more in line with the types of requests that FEMA receives.
Montana's appeal asked for help covering most of nearly $15 million the state spent firefighting in a shorter window in early September. That's a period of time that the letter calls the culminating days of the 2017 fire season that led to, quote, a single interconnected major disaster, unquote. Montana has already received about $11 million in FEMA grants to help pay for 8 different fires last year. Those grants are unrelated to the money the state is asking for in this appeal. Bruno says it could be at least a month before the state hears back from FEMA about the appeal. In total, Montana paid out more than $70 million for firefighting last year. That added to the state's budget crisis that resulted in the special legislative session in November. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Tribes in northwest Montana have pledged to uphold the Paris Climate Agreement, despite President Donald Trump backing out last year. Nikki Ouellette reports.
The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes signed on to the We Are Still In campaign last week. We Are Still In bills itself as a network of companies, cities, states, tribes, and universities committed to tackling climate change, ensuring a clean energy future, and upholding the Paris Accord, an agreement among world nations to limit the rise of the global average temperature to less than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels.
And we take this responsibility very seriously.
Shelley Fiant is a Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Council member. She says they have been feeling the effects of a warming climate for years.
We see our glaciers melting at an accelerated rate, and we see those impacts in our forests, in our fisheries. We see it in our first foods. Our first foods are coming earlier in the season and for shorter periods of time.
The Flathead tribes adopted a climate change strategic plan in 2013 that uses elders' experience and traditional ecological knowledge to outline goals and actions for 9 sectors impacted by climate change. The CSKT joined 7 other tribal nations and the Affiliated Tribes of Northwest Indians, or ATNI, in signing on to the We Are Still In campaign. 3 other Montana tribes, the Blackfeet Nation, the Chippewa Cree Tribe of the Rocky Boy Reservation, and the Crow Tribe, are all members of ATNI. 7 companies in Montana have also joined We Are Still In. The cities of Bozeman, Whitefish, Helena, and Missoula also pledged to uphold the Paris Climate Accord last year. While Montana's Democratic Governor Steve Bullock has called Trump's decision to withdraw, quote, short-sighted and dangerous, unquote, he has not joined other governors pledging to uphold the Paris Accord. Bullock released an energy blueprint for the state in 2016. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. The director of Montana's Department of Corrections had few details on last week's firing of the warden at Montana State Prison in Deer Lodge when state lawmakers asked him about it today. Director Reginald Michael updated the legislature's Law and Justice Interim Committee on the dismissal of Michael Fletcher, who was hired last spring. Michael reminded the committee that Fletcher was within his 1-year probationary period as warden.
Former Warden Fletcher did some wonderful things. But there were some concerns that I could not ignore, and I had to pay attention to. And I had some conversations with the governor about those concerns, and it was simply not an appropriate relationship to continue moving forward.
Director Michael said he wants to preserve the confidentiality of Warden Fletcher's dismissal for legal reasons. He said the Department of Corrections is preparing to search for a new warden at Deer Lodge. A trial began this morning for a Billings man accused of luring women and girls into a Montana-based sex trafficking scheme. Terrence Terrell Edwards was arrested outside a Billings hotel in 2016 after a woman called police with the phone Edwards had apparently given her for customer calls. He's pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking by force or fraud in federal court. In 2012, Edwards was given a 5-year suspended sentence for forcing his then-girlfriend into prostitution. The jury trial is expected to last 2 weeks. Federal wildlife officials have agreed to prepare a conservation plan for Montana's National Bison Range as part of a settlement in a lawsuit brought by an environmental group. Edward O'Brien reports.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has agreed to prepare what's called a Comprehensive Conservation Plan, or CCP, for the Bison Range by 2023. A CCP guides management decisions for 15 years. The government is required to develop one for every refuge it manages. 2 years ago, a lawsuit filed by the group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, faulted the agency for not establishing a CCP prior to proposing to transfer management of the range to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Fish and Wildlife held several meetings last year seeking public comment on these management plans, but PEER's Paula Dinnerstein says this legal settlement now formalizes the process.
What the settlement does is it makes the Fish and Wildlife Service committed to following that process and to having a public website where they will put up what they're doing, how they're coming with each of these steps. So it gives a lot more structure to the process.
The government also agreed to pay PEER $50,000 for its legal expenses. In 2016, the Obama administration proposed transferring management of the range entirely to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes while maintaining federal ownership. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke last year reversed course and announced the service would retain management. The 29-square-mile refuge within the Flathead Indian Reservation is home to about 350 bison. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.